This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The Australian team is getting ready for, well, the T20 begins now, the T20 World Championship in South Africa. However, I can't tell, is this preparation for a T20 or is it the test, 5-day test, Jeremy, to face up to an impersonator of a famous cricketer?
Well, John, it's actually a bit of both. So what you have here is basically the Australian test side. So that's the much longer cricket game, the 5-day series. But this same team will also play the T20. So they'll play the much shorter versions as well. Although not all the players will be involved in both. Basically, the entire squad will be there in some form or another. But this is the interesting thing, John, and you've just mentioned it there, was that the Australian team in particular is concerned about an Indian named Ravichandran Ashwin, who's an excellent bowler and excellent batter for the Indian side. And he's one that does pose a threat to the Australian test side. So basically the longer form of the game. And what the Australian team has done, and this is probably a genius move in some parts, is they've actually hired an impersonator to come to their cricket practice there in India and bat and bowl exactly like this Indian player. And I guess this is more the psychological thing too, this individual also looks like him. So when the Australian side gets out there in the actual real game, what they'll be seeing is basically the same person that they were batting and bowling against during practice, and hopefully be able to get around some of his more unusual speed and more unusual sort of bowling styles when it comes to bat. So, John, we've talked before about cricket being very much about psychological. I think in this case, this shows just how much next level you can take it by basically hiring impersonators to come and pretend to be your mortal enemy during the training season. So when you go out there, when you actually get into the game itself, you're ready to go.
Where are they, Jeremy? Are they in India or Sri Lanka? I can't tell.
They're actually in India right now, but the training did start in Sri Lanka, and I believe they brought the impersonator into India itself. But having said that, this individual has been hired by the Australian cricket team, so I can almost guarantee he is travelling around with them in preparation for the Indian series. So this is just, again, one of those interesting things that I know other teams may do it, but the fact that they've gone to the point to find somebody that looks like him, this is something interesting.
All right, so Australia's tour of India is underway. This is preparation. They're playing Indian national teams or Indian local teams, Indian professional teams. I'm unaware. The tension here seems over the top. Is all Australia watching this closely?
This is, and this is actually, it is the Indian international team. So it's made of the best of the best from India. And there's been a massive rivalry pretty much since the dawn of time, as there is with almost every team in cricket, between Australia and India. Because Australia and India, the international teams, the test series and the T20 international teams have always been closely matched. And because we're such both fans of cricket, both India and Australia, rivalry is hot. So when it comes time for us to go to India or when India comes here to Australia, the cricket, that the games are just phenomenal. There is a lot of spectators there. A lot of people get right into it, get their hearts and souls into supporting either side. And I think this too shows that because of the popularity of cricket and because there is a lot of onus put on winning these particular series on both Australian and Indian side, because in India, especially if the team wins, they're virtually national heroes. And I guess in all honesty too, same here in Australia, that everybody tries everything to get above the other team. And you know what? Cricket Australia is not silly. They know that psychologically for a cricketer, when they step out to the crease and when they face a bowler or when they're bowling against a batsperson, how they look and how they act, if they're already prepared for that, that gives them that just that advantage. But honestly, John, I haven't seen this put into practice before. This is probably the first time I've seen this technique used like this. So hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll see whether or not it's actually paid off.
Yes, it's going to begin very quickly. I think it begins this next week on a Wednesday, and all Australia's will be. I'm just learning the game. So when Jeremy says they're preparing and they're psychological, that's not something I can figure out. I'm still stumble with the language. But I do understand that the preparation now is intense and the coach is worried they'll get burnt out. So he's trying to hold them back from over-preparing. And the match is in India. Jeremy will report on this match, the beginning of the 5-day test, when next we speak. If he survives the blizzard, the cyclone, the floods, the severe thunderstorms, the greatest in brown snakes dropping out of the trees, the the red-bellied black snakes hiding in unusual places around the home. If he survives all that, he'll be here. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.